You're listening to SBS News.
Now is the time to prepare. So we're in a phase of preparedness for a potential pandemic. That doesn't stop anyone doing what they need to do. We've had enough countries now import disease. It is time to prepare. It is time to do everything you would do in preparing for a pandemic.
That's Dr. Michael Ryan, the Executive Director of the World Health Organization, preparing the world for the possibility of a pandemic. So what qualifies as a pandemic and what will it mean in Australia? Sanjaya Sananayake is an infectious diseases expert at the Australian National University.
Interestingly, there's no specific definition for a pandemic, but generally in broad terms, what we mean is an infection that crosses international borders and has sustained local transmission in multiple countries.
Examples of pandemics include the so-called Spanish flu in 1918 and the 2009 flu pandemic, also known as swine flu. Both of those illnesses were caused by the H1N1 flu virus, and an estimated 500 million people were infected in the first outbreak.
That is the one we're always worried about. That killed 40 to 50 million people in about a year, and that was in the backdrop of the First World War. And the important thing about that, apart from the massive loss of life, was they were young, healthy people. So that was a pandemic.
Globally, around 80,000 people have been infected by the COVID-19 virus in at least 30 countries. But the bulk of the cases remain in China, where the virus originated, with more than 77,000 cases and more than 2,500 deaths. Nigel McMillan, an infectious diseases expert at Griffith University, agrees that coronavirus is teetering right on the edge of switching over to a pandemic. But he says Australians shouldn't panic, as the country will not suddenly be inundated with thousands of cases at once.
If it's declared a pandemic by WHO, it just induces or alerts governments and local authorities to start planning for the potential for the virus to start spreading locally within Australia. Now, right now, we don't have that because we have travel bans from the place or from China where most of the cases are. If the virus spreads around to many other countries through Europe, Middle East, etc., then the travel bans don't make sense anymore because, you know, we'd either have to cut ourselves off from the rest of the world completely if we were to try and keep the virus out. And I mean, in the long term, that's just not realistic.
Associate Professor Sananayake agrees that there is little chance of keeping Australia virus-free if this does turn into a pandemic.
Well, I think the expectation would be that if it's a pandemic, the chance of keeping it out of Australia would be very remote, and that we would have to just plan for having established infection within Australia.
He says the focus would be on Australia's health system and resources. Professor McMillan said the fatality rate is about 1% and may even be lower as time goes on, with the elderly being the most susceptible. He says for most of the population below the age of 60, the virus will essentially feel like a mild cold or a flu-like sickness that they will recover from. Associate Professor Sananayake says that the evidence seems to point to the COVID-19 virus being less deadly than the Spanish flu, but there is no room for complacency.
At this stage, and we're still learning about this virus, but at this stage, it doesn't look anywhere as deadly as that, but it is quite infectious. And if it were to get a foothold in a population such as Australia, we know that probably the reality is less than 1% of people would die. But if we've got a lot of people who are infected, that's a reasonable absolute number.
And Professor McMillan says there is a lot that individuals can do to protect themselves.
It gets very widespread. So the sorts of things people, individuals, will want to be thinking about is obviously if they're sick, they should be self-isolating and staying at home. They want to make sure that their personal hygiene habits are ramped up a lot more, so a lot more hand washing. You know, they'll want to think about avoiding very crowded places if the virus is around. And remember, we're talking about if this becomes an extreme scenario.
A spokesperson for the Department of Health has told SBS News the government is preparing for every eventuality, including both continued containment or the possibility of a pandemic. The spokesperson said an Australian health sector emergency response plan has been developed. If the outbreak escalates, the plan says that the pressure on health services will be more intense. The plan says alternate models of clinical care, such as cohorting and or establishment of flu-like clinics, may need to be employed to cope with increased demands for healthcare. Alan Lee, SBS News.